today, as we pay much-deserved tribute to our veterans, we look at them, of course, as towers of courage and strength. We also have to remember they're also human, whose dedication to God and country often result in times of challenge when their days of service are over. Those challenges can range from being physical, emotional, financial as well. We owe a great debt to these men and women. The next guest is part of an organization which works to repay that debt and gives you the opportunity to be a part of giving the honor and support that our veterans so richly deserve, especially in their times of challenge. Here to share all that the Wounded Warrior Project offers our veterans is their Vice President of Connection, Wilton Williamson. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you here. Talk about a wonderful organization that helps in so many ways and proven results, too. WoundedWarriorProject.org is the website. We had that link at our homepage as well. Let's start with the basics, and we'll explore further. The title gives a clue, but talk more about in detail some of the projects and some of the support that the Wounded Warrior Project gives our heroes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, Chris, our mission is very simple, but complex and complicated at the same time. Our mission is to honor and empower wounded warriors. And our organization has over 18 different life-saving programs that we have and that we deploy to help warriors and their families. What's unique about the organization that I really just admire is the fact that we're not just taking care of the warrior, but we're also taking care of the warrior's family unit. So, you know, when we deploy and when we serve in our military services, we don't serve alone, right? We serve with our loved ones. We serve with our spouses. We serve with our children. And at the Wounded Warrior Project, we honor not just the warrior, but also their families as well. So we have everything from our mental health programs. You alluded to it in the intro. My program that I lead is our connection program, which we understand fully that we must first get warriors to connect before they can start to heal. And we do that in a multiple of different ways.
I noticed, too, in looking at the various programs, let's say with the emotional side of things, you have the professionals offering counseling, but you make a difference where other organizations, I think, miss the mark. You also have organized peer efforts. So it's someone who has been there or was there with the person. There's mutual help at the same level, not just someone in need of help talking to someone who's going to give the help.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's under my program that I lead. Our peer support groups, our warrior volunteers are extremely vital to our mission. When you think about warriors as they're exiting the military, many of us, you know, kind of go back to our communities that we come from. I'm actually from New York originally, but I didn't go back to New York. I went back to a similar city that's large, you know, metropolis city, but also warriors go back to rural communities. So where we can't always have our footprint, our warrior volunteers play an extreme role. And I'm going to use a little bit of a military term. We call them force multipliers, where they're able to go out in places like where I recruited at one point, Kennewick, Washington, or Walla Walla, and that peer-to-peer support where you may have a warrior that's actually in a better place, being able to help another peer is extremely vital to our mission. If you look at our logo really says it all. I mean, when you have the warrior on the bottom carrying the warrior on top, when I see that logo, I think about it as being unchangeable, right? So you may have had a warrior that was struggling at some point, but now that warrior is stronger. Now they're the warrior in the bottom, able to carry one of their brothers and sisters on the top and be able to kind of help them out as they're going throughout their journey.
I noticed, too, through the variety of programs Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's a focus on the things that are priorities for the needs of our veterans, but you come at them in so many different ways that bring the veterans to the results that you hope you can achieve with them. They include financial assistance and guidance, help with VA benefits. And I always thought the most overlooked because it's changing for the better now, but veteran employment was always there was always a gap. There were actually businesses who were reluctant to hire veterans, which I always found surprising because who else can you find that's more dedicated to a purpose, more loyal? They'll show up, which these days, if you look at the workplace, that alone puts you to the head of the class in so many cases. But to know that they can transition fully back into civilian life as far as family and be a contributor through working, that plays a role in the mental balance as well, doesn't it?
It really does. You're actually speaking to my previous career. I spent a lot of time post-Marine Corps. Working in the veteran employment space. And you know, it's interesting when an employer may be a little apprehensive in hiring a veteran, and once they bring a veteran on, it's like, you know, oh my goodness, I didn't know all the value that they could bring. And you've alluded to a lot of it. I mean, that's just the tangible benefits of hiring a veteran, because today's military is very different. I mean, we operate with a lot of sophisticated equipment, weaponry systems, just different things. And to include the intangible benefits veterans bring about being highly adaptable, you're talking about the most diverse organization in the world. You know, so everything from racial background and educational background and socioeconomics, et cetera, right? Veterans come from all different walks of life, and being able to serve in that unique experience can really lend valuable when an employer is seeking a new candidate for hire.
Darwin Wilton Williamson, who is Vice President of Connection with Wounded Warrior Project. WoundedWarriorProject.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Veterans Day is a wonderful thing because it helps us remember how and why we need to and should honor our veterans. And I always like to point out, too, that it's a day of awareness we need to carry the other 364 days throughout the year. How does Wounded Warrior Project do that? What are the needs of our veterans, and how can someone listening right now play a role in the work that you do?
Yeah, so a couple things. I think your question sounds a bit twofold. So we are honoring Veterans Day. I'm actually sitting in New York City right now. I'm going to be a part of the Veterans Day parade with my team. So, you know, supporters, families, just good Americans can come out and actually, you know, march with us in the parade. We have hundreds of veterans this year. I want to say we have upwards of 400 veterans that are going to be marching in the parade. This is actually a very special time of the year for me as well. Monday's Marine Corps birthday, the 250th. Just this year, we celebrated the Army, the United States Army, Navy, and the Marine Corps' 250th birthday, and coupled with the fact that we have Veterans Day. So I would encourage participators to come out. You know, you can wave a flag. It's going to be a great event. But at the Wounded Warrior Project, we have these similar activations going throughout the country, also to include Germany and places like Puerto Rico. You know, so we are here to support. We are going to be honoring on Veterans Day. I'm really excited. The city that I grew up in, I'm able to march down Fifth Avenue with the Warriors and their families, and it's a really exciting time of the year. But yeah, I would highly encourage folks, whether it just be say thank you to another veteran in their community if they can't come out to parades and things of that nature, or if they see a veteran in need, or even go into a veteran's home, right? There's many veterans that are not always supported as they're aging in their lives, and, you know, it can always be a cup of coffee, right, or lunch, you know, which would really be meaningful to men and women that have served like myself.
And we've been talking about all the programs Wounded Warrior Project does. I saved the best for last. And again, this is where you listening can play a role in the work, because these programs for the veterans, all these services, they're free. But that's only possible when you come through with your financial support for the Wounded Warrior Project. For the veteran listening right now, who is saying, you know what, I've been here, I know the name, but I just never thought it was for me. And now they better understand that what you provide is indeed what they're looking for. How does a veteran get involved with the various programs that Wounded Warrior Project offers?
Yes, sir, that's a great question. I would highly encourage every single veteran that has served to reach out to the Wounded Warrior Project through our resource center, which is part of my operations that I have the pleasure of leading. And get registered. Our registration process is fairly simple, and it gives you access to all the programs. Even if you don't think you need a program at this point in your life, you could. And not just for yourself, think about your family support members and caregivers that have supported you throughout your military journey. They could also have access to these programs as well. You know, so it could be reaching out to us on our website. It could also be calling our resource center. But a really great place to start would be the website. You know, we have QR codes on there where it will take them exactly to the landing page where they can just fill out their information. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes to get registered. But once you're an alumni, that's what we call folks that are part of our registration system, Wounded Warrior Project alumni. Once you become an alumni of the Wounded Warrior Project, you know, this is a lifetime membership. And you alluded to it earlier, sir, these programs and services are free to the incredible generosity of the American people. You know, so this is a really great opportunity for women and men that have served in the United States military. You just come out, gain some camaraderie. You might make some new friends. You know, we have some really great events that we do. They're really meaningful, and I don't think anyone would regret it. It feels like service after your service, you know, because you're still able to connect with folks that you serve with that are like-minded and mission-driven.
I want to add, too, at woundedwarriorproject.org, education is always great motivation. There is a very in-depth study for you to learn who our veteran is today in America. And I'll put a link over to the homepage as well, and they'll get you directly to that report because it's very valuable and also proves, too, that the Wounded Warrior Project is not just throwing things against the wall and hope something sticks. They are focused, and they have the knowledge and the tools to help our veterans. And one of those ways to help is when you join the work that they do. Find out more at woundedwarriorproject.org. He is the Vice President of Connection for Wounded Warrior Project, Wilton Williamson. Thank you so much for helping us know that we can show our compassion, our care, our love for our veterans in so many ways that will be long-lasting. And thank you so much for being here today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. Happy Veterans Day, and God bless America.